this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Welcome back to Money News right around Australia. I want to take you back to October 2008, so we're talking almost 9 years ago. It was the depths of the global financial crisis. Around the world, banks were being bailed out at the time by taxpayers and governments. It was very similar in the UK. At that time, a company called Halifax Bank of Scotland was in dire trouble, and the UK government was bailing them out. But as a result of that, they needed to raise cash very, very quickly. What they did was a game changer for Australian banking. They put it up for sale, the business Bankwest. In other words, the Bank of Western Australia. That business was acquired by the Commonwealth Bank for $2.1 billion. Between you and me, it was an absolute steal. But as time goes on and as problems start to surface, the question of just how much of a steal Bankwest was for the Commonwealth Bank comes into question. The reason is, while it helped to propel the Commonwealth Bank's profits and its returns over a long period of time and also beefed it up to become the biggest bank and company in Australia, the problems, the legacy issues of Bankwest continue to plague the Commonwealth Bank even today. Many of the problems that came from Bankwest that really helped call for the first, sort of real screams for a Royal Commission into Australia came as a result of customers, successful customers of Bankwest, who were effectively put through by the Commonwealth Bank. In other words, loans that were solvent, that were prosperous, no problems at all, the Commonwealth Bank, because it's changed its minds about that category of lending, simply sent the people to the wall. There was an outcry, but ultimately that wasn't the problem. There were more problems, as you know right now, with security issues inside the Commonwealth Bank. In other words, did the Commonwealth Bank really have the sorts of types of controls that you or I would expect for the largest bank in Australia, which has culminated in all of these massive legal suits that are coming from AUSTRAC? 53,000 individual claims that the Commonwealth Bank did not report potentially suspicious transactions that could lead to potentially billions of dollars worth of fines. Now, on top of all of that today, Michael West from michaelwest.com has written an article which indicates that there have been some significant other problems inside Bankwest. And this again goes to the heart of security inside the Commonwealth Bank, which is, remember, the owner of Bankwest. He's on the line right now. Michael, many thanks for your time.
G'day, Ross.
Okay, so just explain what's taken place in the case of Barry Lakeman, because this is instructive as to what might have been going on in terms of controls inside the organisation.
Well, in brief, Ross, 3 years ago, Barry Lakeman was out harvesting his wheat crop, and he got a call from his bank manager who said that his banking details, like his phone numbers, your account, these account numbers and all sorts of things, were found by the side of the road in Victoria, in Alexandria in Victoria, which is 4,000 kilometres away, and asked if he knew how they got there. And he didn't have any idea how they got there. And the bank also suggested that he, must have taken them there himself, but he didn't. In fact, they were stolen. And Barry Lakeman is not in a good way, and he's had things like a number of incidents, like his gun license. The local police rang up and said, "Oh, I've found your gun license." He said, "Well, I've got my gun license." So somebody else had got a gun license and put his photo on it, and it may have perhaps got access to firearms that way as well. So this business about identity theft is a real affliction on society, and it looks like he isn't by no means an isolated case.
There were stories in the West Australian, you've noted this today, that counterfeit Bankwest credit cards and utility bills were openly for sale on the dark web. Now, this is the area of the internet which is really very nefarious, where drug deals are done, terrorist attacks might be planned, but also that people can go in there and buy, if they wish to, the identities of other people for their own, for their own skullduggery. This is the real issue, and Barry Lakeman, a farmer from Western Australia, being caught up in this.
Absolutely. In fact, I've got an email from a Bankwest source which says that a number of Bankwest employees were ushered into a meeting on November 14, 2014, and they were asked to sign confidentiality forms about what was discussed in the meeting. They were told not to discuss get outside the meeting, but they didn't want a paper trail, and they were told that a number of staff had just been sacked due to fraudulent activity, ripping off customers and ripping off the bank. And
so the question is, why were not authorities called in at that stage? This is the issue about whether the bank has tried to manage this internally or whether they've just quietly tried to dust something under the carpet. That's the big issue that continues to be raised.
Absolutely, Ross. And this is the thing. It's the culture of cover-ups, which I think is people are finding just disconcerting. I mean, it's not just banks. I mean, we've seen it with the Royal Commission into child sexual abuse, with schools and other institutions and so on, you know, and churches not reporting these things. Now, of course, this isn't in the same league of those crimes, but certainly there is a culture and very strong culture of the Commonwealth Bank about dealing with things in-house. I mean, as Barry Lakeman said, he said, why didn't they tell the fraud squad? Why didn't they tell the federal police?
These are very, very good questions that need to be answered, and especially by the bank itself. Michael West from michaelwest.com.au. As I say, do understand this is about the controls inside the bank, and why is it that the authorities were not called in on the bank and its own staff much earlier in the piece? One wonders whether the reputation of the bank was perceived to be greater or more important than actually doing the right thing, and that's an important issue. Michael West, as always, we appreciate your time. Michael West from michaelwest.com.au.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.